بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we did the short chapter on the dua to recite when seeing the new moon. So just quickly to recap this dua. اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ربي وربك الله هلال رشد وخير. That O Allah, let this new moon appear before us with peace, faith, security and Islam. That my sustainer and your sustainer is Allah. Telling the moon, and my sustainer and your sustainer is Allah. And then making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let this moon be one of guidance and goodness. So the tension is totally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So looking at the creation of Allah ta'ala, but recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that makes a very, very big difference in a person's life. And he sees the creation and he thinks of the creator. It's not that he gets caught up in the creation and forgetting totally about the one that created. So today we do a new chapter. Now we're moving into the month. First, you need to sight the moon. Then you need to go into the month of Ramadan. So now we sighted the moon. We're moving on with the chapter. بَابُ فَضْلِ السُّحُورِ وَتَأْخِيرِهِ مَا لَمْ يَخْشَى طُلُوعَ الْفَجْرِ. The chapter on the virtue of suhoor. Suhoor means sehri. Partaking of sehri, the morning person eats in the morning before fasting. We'll explain the details. So the virtue of suhoor and delaying it as long as one does not fear the break of dawn. So before the coming of dawn, before tulu' al-fajr, before fajr time comes, a person eats something, he partakes of something in anticipation of the fast that he's going to keep. So this is known as suhoor. Person has the suhoor, he eats it, we loosely know it as sihri. So person has this, and this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll explain just now further. An Anasin radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasahharu fa inna fi suhoor barakatan. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have suhoor as there is blessing in it. There's a lot of barakah, there's blessing in the suhoor, this early morning before the break of dawn, a person partaking and having something, there's a great barakah in it. Suhoor refers to the food eaten before dawn, while some of the opinion that it begins after half the night passed. So we know that the end point is tulu' al-fajr, the time of dawn, which is the starting point. Can it be the day before, can it be after? So some ulama of the opinion that it starts at half the night has passed. So once half the night has passed, now a person can start partaking of suhoor. So whatever he eats will be counted as suhoor. It is better to delay it. The best time starts from half the night has passed till the rising of fajr. However, it is better to delay it until shortly before fajr. One should, however, ensure that one does not delay it to such an extent that it extends into fajr time. Person shouldn't delay it so much. Now he's already gone when the time of fajr has set in. He's still eating. That is not correct. That is makes the whole fast invalid. So this hadith explains one of the many virtues of suhoor. In another hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah sends mercies and his angels supplicate on behalf of those who partake of suhoor. So Allah ta'ala sends down his special mercies. The malaika make dua for that person that partakes and has suhoor, has sehri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged suhoor in a number of narrations. Hence, if no food is available to consume, a person should at least have a date or a sip of water. Have something, because there's so much of benefit, so much of fadail as far as suhoor is concerned, that if you don't have any food, it's possible, a person doesn't have anything, at least have a sip of water, have one kajur, so he fulfills the great sunnah of having sehri. So ulama have stated some of the blessings of suhoor, of having sehri. One is it provides physical strength for the fasting person. Number two, it enables one to practice upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, it opposes the ways of the Jews and the Christians. They would fast without sehri. So this is opposing the ways of the Jews and the Christians. Number four, it provides strength for worship. Number five, it prevents sinful behavior which results from severe hunger. Sometimes a person gets into severe hunger, and now this leads him now into sin. So this now helps a person from preventing and saving him from that sin. It allows one to assist the needy who may require food at this time. Person is eating food, he's having sehri, and now he's got food. There's somebody else that may be also fasting. So by him eating now, he's got an opportunity of helping someone, giving someone else also the opportunity of having sehri. Number 7, a person gets the opportunity to make dua, to make dhikr, to make tilawa of Quran Sharif, etc. during the last portion of the night, which is a blessed time for ibadat. So person is, because of him waking up for sehri, he's getting this opportunity of making tahajjud salat, making dua, making dhikr of a very, very mubarak part of the night, the last part of the night, by him waking up for sehri. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. It shouldn't be just a ritual, but when we wake up also for sehri, when we're planning ourselves, understand it is a mubarak, great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to participate and partake of sehri. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.